With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The state of Montana has received more than 10,000 applications for COVID-19 relief grants since the funds were announced just over a week ago. The $123 million available in grants comes to the state from the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economy Security, or CARES Act. An advisory council appointed by Governor Steve Bullock guided the creation of the 9 grant programs aimed at stabilizing business, agriculture, food, and housing assistance, and nonprofits during the economic turmoil amid the pandemic. The vast majority of applications are seeking money to support business losses. More than 7,300 people are asking to tap into the $50 million set aside for Montana-based businesses with 50 or fewer employees. A spokesperson for the Montana Department of Commerce says the agency is trying to get grant money out the door by the middle of next week. In separate COVID-19 relief news, Governor Bullock's administration announced today the state will direct $5 million from the CARES Act to the Low Income Energy Assistance Program, which helps individuals making less than $25,000 pay energy bills. New unemployment claim numbers in Montana dropped again last week after more coronavirus restrictions were eased and many restaurants, bars, and other establishments reopened. Montana processed more than 3,400 new unemployment claims for the week ending May 9th. That's down 25% from the previous week, but is almost 500% higher than the same period in 2019. The next wave of commercial reopenings is set for tomorrow. Movie theaters, museums, and gyms will be able to resume business under restrictions. The state reported no new cases of COVID-19 today, with the total to date at 462 confirmed cases. That's one of the lowest reported infection rates in the U.S. The Crow Indian Reservation in southeastern Montana has extended its stay-at-home order to curtail the spread of COVID-19. The Billings Gazette reported yesterday that the tribe's stay-at-home order was extended to June 15th. Tribe Executive Branch Chairman Alvin A.J. Not Afraid first issued the order on March 28th. It was scheduled to expire today. The tribe has received more than $25 million in coronavirus relief aid, including funding for personal protective equipment, testing kits, tribal government response efforts, and infection prevention and mitigation plans. According to a Facebook post dated April 30th, the tribe currently has 2 positive cases of COVID-19 within the reservation. The opening of a summer port of entry between Montana and Canada has been delayed indefinitely, while another port at the border with Canada will remain on winter hours until further notice. YPR News' Kay Erickson reports.
Customs and Border Protection announced Wednesday the seasonal port of Chief Mountain between Glacier National Park and Waterton Glacier International Peace Park will remain closed until further notice. Normally, the Chief Mountain port opens for the summer on May 15th. Passenger traffic that is determined to be essential may enter the U.S. from Canada through the port at Piegan, Montana, which is east of Chief Mountain. CBP also announced it's keeping winter hours for the cargo permit port of Wild Horse until further notice. Those hours are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Normally, summer hours at Wild Horse begin on May 15th. These delays are in effect until further notice because of current travel restrictions as a result of the novel coronavirus pandemic. I'm Kay Erickson, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Cities and counties in Montana are sampling wastewater to help track whether the novel coronavirus is trending up or down. Yellowstone Public Radio News' Rachel Kramer reports Big Sky is the latest to add this monitoring method to its toolbox.
An $80,000 grant will allow Montana State University researchers to search Big Sky's wastewater for intact but no longer infectious novel coronavirus particles. A separate MSU lab is already sampling Bozeman's water reclamation facility. They found the amount of the virus in the Bozeman population declined during the state-mandated stay-at-home order. Lewis and Clark County and the cities of Helena, Great Falls, and Livingston have partnered with the Boston-based BioBot Analytics to monitor wastewater treatment plants for the virus. With the Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Thanks for listening. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.